The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. Dr. Pettirudi back and live. Welcome back, Nick. It's great to have you behind the glass.
Well, I'm happy to be back.
Well, you're a full-fledged citizen now, right? You have graduated your college.
College, yes.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And tell our listeners what your job is going to be.
Well, I've been, for the past 2 weeks, I started doing drive time as a producer for Dan York. So kind of moving up the ranks, as they say.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
A great career. We will miss you here desperately, but I'm sure our paths will cross again.
Of course. Of course. I'm not going that far.
That's right. Well, everybody, happy Memorial Day weekend. We have a special treat for you today. At 8:30, we'll be speaking to retired Colonel Jeff Richardson about one of the most compelling public health issues facing the world. I'm talking about nuclear warfare and its prospect to occur. And nothing curtails longevity or inflicts more harm on the world's health than warfare. So it's a topic that is connected. Now, I don't know. We have a lot of stuff to go over today, Nick, and I don't know if I have time to fix Rhode Island, but I'll give it a
stab. That's going to be a tall task.
Here we go. I'm going to try to do it in about 30 seconds.
Okay. Let's see.
So first off, right, we support our leaders and their success, and I think this is corrosive to make the political agenda personal at a time when we should be rooting for not an individual, but the greater good of our state and our people. So let's move away from the anticipatory degradation of leaders in the hope that somebody you like will take their place. So on a local level, I want Nick Mattiello, Gina Raimondo to be profound successes, and I want them to win in a landslide in the next election, not because I care for their party or their individual attributes, but because that would signal, right, that Rhode Island is thriving and
correct,
that people are affirming the good job.
Yes.
So, you know, I've been against the scholarship for knuckleheads all along.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to see how it can pivot. And this is where I agree with Gina Raimondo, education being critical. Now, there's a common denominator, folks, for public programs that do great things that everybody supports. And they're programs where everybody has a stake. Think about that for a moment. And I'm going to segregate those programs with universal benefit and contribution versus those that divide us and pit one class against another. So on one hand, we have Medicare and we have Social Security. I don't think that you would win many elections vowing to tear up either of those two entities. Everybody contributes and everybody either benefits now or anticipates it in the future. Another common denominator, the military. Nobody would advocate disbanding the military. We all contribute our tax money. We all benefit from the protection that it affords us. Now, let's go local and look at that educational proposal. We all agree that an educated populace is critical to our democracy and our economic success. Where I disagree is when you split it based upon haves and have-nots. That is, money's going to the college kids and the high school kids be damned. You know, those kids are going to high school in corroding buildings with inadequate funds and resources. We have mediocrity in our public school system, and we have come to accept it. I propose we take that $30 to $40 million a year that Gina Raimondo is earmarked for college and redirect it. You know, over 10 years, that money will extrapolate to about $500 million, half a billion. Now, I did some quick math. We can build approximately 30 schools from the ground up if we funded a bond that would be financed with the money otherwise directed to that scholarship. It would mean jobs for construction. It would mean enhancement of the public properties and value. It would mean enhancement of the educational system. I want Rhode Island high schools to be ranked in the top 100 nationally. Right now, we barely crack the top 1,000. So I got to move on, but that's my fixed Rhode Island proposal,
like
number
that.
One. Isn't that pretty cool?
It wasn't 30 seconds, but it was well worth the time.
Listen, folks, you could pick up on that and amplify it if you like, and we'll continue to advocate for Rhode Island's greater good. But a lot of important things happen in the world of medicine. I promised I'd talk about growth hormone, so I'm going to start out there. But stay tuned. Get a pencil. I'm going to tell you how to protect yourself from the harms of conventional medicine. And I'm going to tell you why the United States Preventative Task Force did a bit of a disservice when it went against hormonal replacements. So we're going to break that down. But first, let's talk about growth hormone. Now, growth hormone has been advocated as the elixir of youth. If you go on the line and you Google it, it's something that people ask me about every week. Doctor, I want growth hormone. Can you supply it to me? It is the hormone that stimulates, of course, our growth spurt in puberty. It comes from the pituitary gland. There's a growth hormone releasing factor that emanates from the hypothalamus and stimulates the pituitary to make growth hormone, where it primarily works on the muscle, liver, and other cells for their growth. However, it also is restorative. It repairs cells. It helps them regenerate. Sounds pretty good so far, doesn't it?
It does.
What's wrong with juicing up the growth hormone a little bit? Well, it turns out that there are some very good things that can happen and some not-so-good things. On a positive side, the growth hormone has been associated with decrease in adiposity, less fat cells, increase in lean body mass, that is muscle mass, stimulates better sleep, enhances cognitive function. It may be cognitive regenerative. It may be neuroregenerative. It improves microcirculation to the skin. People that go on growth hormone have better skin. It enhances immune function. So if that is all good, then why do I not advocate growth hormone for young and middle-aged people? Primarily because it is indiscriminate in its stimulation for cell reproduction. There are numerous studies that correlate high growth hormone levels with more aggressive growth of tumors and cancer. Now, we don't know if growth hormone actually will trigger cancer to occur, but there's not enough known about that to make it a universal recommendation. I'll tell you in whom I do believe it has merit before we're done here. Now, here's some other problems with growth hormone. If you give growth hormone directly, there's something known as a feedback loop. So I told you that the growth hormone releasing factor stimulates the pituitary that drops growth hormone into the system. That circulates back to the pituitary where there's a regulating agent called growth hormone inhibiting factor that slows down the release of growth hormone. You have a gas pedal, you got a brake, and they're always in balance. When you give growth hormone directly, you bypass that circuit. You can overwhelm the system with far too much growth hormone. And most people think, hey, if a little's good, more is better. Well, here's what can occur. Acromegaly. Jaw can grow. Fingers can grow. Feet can grow. It can make you look kind of awkward. Now, that process is gradual. And all of a sudden, you're looking like Mr. Potato Head. Not cool.
That's not a fun look.
Not cool. Not a good look. You know, my hat size is big enough. I don't need any more. So where does it have a niche? Well, first, growth hormone has been declared essentially illegal, and anybody who uses it or acquires it is committing a felony, unless it's been well documented that there's an actual deficit. Now, there are things you can do to naturally boost your growth hormone. Exercise, avoid adiposity, excess weight can decrease growth hormone. Disruptive sleep cycle can suppress growth hormone. So when we address those issues, we balance your hormones, correct sleep cycle, treat adiposity, we see the benefits of enhanced growth hormone without giving growth hormone itself. And those, folks, are the foundation pieces of the 120-year lifespan that we advocate at Intellectual Medicine. The niche where stimulating growth hormone, or there are stimulants to growth hormone that are legal, that are much more safe because they do not bypass that circuit I was telling you about, but rather enable the body to enhance its own production. These generally are prescribed entities, typically not available over the counter. You will read about a lot of growth hormone stimulants over the counter, things like glutamine and arginine. The problem is you can't get doses high enough to have an effect before they create gastrointestinal problem. They can be given intravenously, and there are other means of safely stimulating growth hormone should it be needed. Now, we've seen great results postoperatively in people recovering, accelerated recovery cycles, and in the advanced age population. People over 70, people over 80, oftentimes can benefit by stimulating enhanced growth hormone. So I hope that insight's given you a little bit of a benefit on growth hormone, on why you should be very conservative about applying it. You should never buy it off the internet. There are doctors in other jurisdictions that will advocate and prescribe it for you. You will feel good, folks. It will make you feel good, but you could burn out. Right? I went to a doc once, you know, Nick, and he told me, I'm going to make you feel great, because this is years and years ago when I was searching for my own anti-aging pathway.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to make you feel great. He goes, you may die a little bit younger, but you're going to feel great.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know if I like that bargain.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of it.
Oh, can I feel great and live longer?
Yeah, well, why not?
You can do both, and that's intellectual medicine's path, doing both. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about some critical details you need to know about, the dangers of gadolinium, gastric banding, the misinformation about cholesterol. We'll be back. I'm Dr. Pedderudi. This is Intellectual Medicine. You're listening to WPRO.
From Warwick to Westport and Warren to Walpole, you're listening to Southern New England's most informative talk lineup. Plus, news, traffic, and weather.
Never miss it.
On News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM.
It's my station.
WPRO. Southern New England's leading talk lineup. Bellicinti, Granahan, Allen, York, and Gresh. Talk all day and sports at night on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
You're sick or hurt. You can't work. Your health insurance covers the medical expenses, but what about rent, groceries, utilities? Many times, TDI takes weeks before payments arrive. That's just Ducky. If you had combined insurance, you'd get paid 100% tax-free from day one for up to 6 months on top of workers' comp and TDI. No waiting period. Call Deb at Combined Insurance at 401-413-0265. Policies start at just $1 a day. That's Combined Insurance, 401-413-0265.
If termites were good little guests, they'd ring your doorbell. And then your doorbell would never stop ringing. Once termites start, they can enter your home by the hundreds of thousands, relentlessly wreaking havoc from the inside out. Knock it off. We get the point. That's why you need relentless defense for your home. That's why you need Terminix. For a free termite inspection, call 1-800-900-9146. Termites are relentless and can eat you out of house and home. They are never satisfied and never stop eating. As America's leading termite control provider with 90 years' experience, Terminix will do whatever it takes to stop termites in their tracks with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Termites never stop trying to get in. Terminix never stops working to keep them out. And if they ever come back, so will we.
Phew, Terminix is here.
For a free termite inspection, call the experts at Terminix, defenders of home. 1-800-900-9146. 1-800-900-9146.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Bigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. Now 5 bags for just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your spring. Get Memorial Day savings with Vigoro Colored Mulch, 5 bags for $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store, U.S. only, see store for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-610-9635 now. That's 800-610-9635 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-610-9635 to learn more. 800-610-9635. That's 800-610-9635. or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you need that perfect gift, head over to Delman Watch. And Fred Delman is a master watchmaker who learned all about his craft and the importance of pride and integrity of workmanship with his father as a boy in Europe. Now, Delman Watch Company in Cranston, they've got it all, and they do it all. The smallest repairs, replacing a battery, or reconditioning that family heirloom. Fred's in-house repairs never compromises his standards. Delman Watch has the perfect graduation gifts, a watch that will always be cherished and remembered. In all price ranges, Delman Watch Company, Oaklawn Ave, Cranston.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man.
Hey, gang, I'm back. It's Dr. Pedderuti. This is Intellectual Medicine with Nick behind the glass. You're listening to WPRO, the most intellectual station in the country, certainly in Rhode Island, the voice of Southern New England. Ah, yes, it's a bit lonely here in the booth, Nick. We're missing Shannon today.
Yes.
Yeah, my beloved wife, partner, and the voice of Intellectual Medicine along with me, who is partnering with me at Intellectual Medicine in her capacity as a fully licensed nurse practitioner. She is doing the youth sports shuffle today.
Oh, yes.
Yep, and she's on her way to deliver the most important entity to the East Greenwich lacrosse team. I'm talking about Ethan Giorgio, the long stick tiger, plays defense. And love watching him. He's like a rocket. You know, in sports, folks, either you got it or you don't.
That is true.
I think everybody should have the joy of participation.
Yes.
You know, I think the problem with sport in some cases is that if you're not a natural athlete, you can be discouraged. You know, I saw Ethan the first time he picked up a lacrosse stick. He had no clue what to do with it. However, he was a tiger. You could see him go to the body like Rocky. And I knew right then, this kid has got it. He's got the it factor. But that's not important. The most important variable is development, teamwork, and a humility towards your teammates, regardless of your talent level. So I've been at both ends of that stick. I've been, you know, the best player on the team and the worst player.
Yeah.
Depending on the sport. Let's just say the world will not mourn the fact that I retired from basketball.
Oh, come on.
One for 20 from three-point is not
really... Every basketball player is missed when they retire.
Oh, boy. But Shannon will be with us in the future, folks, so hang in there. We were just talking about growth hormone. And, folks, the lines are open if you have any questions on these topics or any other burning issues about how to live 120. You can give us a call. You know, I had a patient in the other day, and we were talking about 120-year lifespan. She was in her early 50s, and she was starting to note changes. Laxity of skin, decreased energy, diminishing sex drive. So we started discussing how to live 120, starting with feeling great right now. And she looked at me and said, man, I don't know if I want to live 120. So I saw right prior to that patient, one of my other patients, he's 94 years old, drives his car, loving life, living large. He is getting stimulation for growth hormone benefit, as well as some other support, intravenous anti-aging drips that we do once a month. You ask him how long he wants to live. You know, do you want to hit 95? He says, yeah, absolutely. So it's about the quality of life. Nobody wants 120 decrepit years. So to get to 120, first we got to avoid harm. The harm from common entities in medicine. Now, you know we've been educating you about the danger of proton pump inhibitors. These are those purple pills that block acid secretion in your gut. And I've seen the commercial. Oh, God, it galls me. It's this overweight dude on a jet ski screaming to the camera that, woohoo, I can eat anything. I take my drug, and now I can eat crappy and not get heartburn. Man, that is just so wrong. So what we know about proton pump inhibitors so far, I'm talking about Prilosec, Nexium, Omeprazole, Dexilant, and other similarly named drugs. We in medicine tend to pass these out like candy because they make you feel good. Hey, I got heartburn. Bang. Take Nexium. We don't pause to contemplate what are we doing to the body when we obliterate the acid that should naturally be there. Well, folks, the returns are coming in and they don't look good. We already know that there's an increased risk of dementia. The evidence points towards increasing corrosion of the bone and accelerated osteoporosis, an increasing risk of pneumonia, sinus infections. These are not good things. Now there's new evidence. An article from the American Journal of Gastroenterology shows an increase in strokes when you're on proton pump inhibitors. Again, for the sake of being able to eat a kielbasa, you're going to put up with that risk. I say focus on the core entities that create these problems. That has to do with quality of food intake. It has to do with maintaining a good activity level, because exercise will stimulate gastric motility. And a much under-recognized cause of GI disturbance, low thyroid. Low thyroid. I'm not talking about the kind that any doctor can diagnose saying your TSH is out of whack. I'm talking about the kind when your blood test is normal, but your symptoms dictate that your thyroid level is not adequate. And I can't mention thyroid without mentioning my great late colleague, Dr. Kenny Blanchard. He passed away this past April. Those of you that have been following the show know that he was interviewed on this show not too long ago. It was in December. We will be repeating that show in the future because it is that valuable. I had the distinct pleasure to precept with Dr. Blanchard and study his methods. He was an intellectual giant of his time, a true pioneer, somebody who's willing to step out of the flow of conventional medicine and conformity for the betterment of his patients. Unfortunately, there are some docs out there who practice medicine for their colleagues and the administration more than for individuals. Dr. Blanchard was not one of those guys. Anyhow, back to these proton pump inhibitors. Another thing that they found, and this is from an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, an increased risk of a sometimes fatal gastrointestinal and colonic entity called Clostridium difficile, abbreviated C. diff. This is rampant in hospitals, and when it's acquired, it can be life-threatening. Now we're seeing it in outpatients, people in the community, and in young people. My message isn't to abandon proton pump inhibitors abruptly or completely, but to be very conservative in their use. If you've been on them for a while, it's hard to come off. All right, a couple of quick hits. Gastric banding, you know that ridiculous procedure where they put a rubber band in your gut to make you skinny again, Nick?
I have heard it.
Yeah.
It
never made sense to me, Nick.
It doesn't to me either.
You're putting an inner tube in your gut so that it'll help you shrink yourself. How stupid. Well, you know what? Now we know that up to 20% of those require repeat surgery. Not shocking.
That is incredible.
20% at a cost of over $20,000 per operation, not to mention the misery that inflicted on these patients.
Wow.
For what? An average weight loss of 21 pounds that comes back again. Folks, we have discovered the cure for obesity and intellectual medicine. We're getting that word out, and more people are taking advantage of it. The most difficult thing to do in all of medicine is lose your weight and keep it off. Another flash from the headlines, gadolinium. Gadolinium is a stuff they use when you get a contrast MRI. We've recently discovered that it accumulates in your brain. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want gadolinium in my brain. Again, the message here is not to avoid MRIs at all cost, but ask your doctor, is this necessary? Is there an alternative? I'd rather not have that contrast. It goes in the brain. That's indisputed. The question then is, does it cause harm? Well, they did a study and concluded that no harm can be done. The study lasted about a year. It takes 20 years for dementia to set in, and we know that most heavy metals are toxic to the brain, including gadolinium and lead. So be mindful of that. We've got other headlines from the world of medicine to inform you about, and we'll be hopefully getting to those later in the show. But we are going to break for the news. When we come back, Colonel Jeff Richardson, retired U.S. Marine Corps, will be on the line to talk about the greatest public health threat, that is warfare. But first, from the soft wash, help me out here, Nick.
From the Revolution Soft Wash News Center, Doug Lizette.
Doug Lizette. There you go, gang.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Hey, folks, I am back. It is Dr. Steve Pettirudi of Intellectual Medicine, talking now to my good friend, a patriot, a native Rhode Islander, a man who has achieved great things in his life, known for his integrity, his knowledge, and his astute awareness of history. Welcome, Jeff Richardson, a retired colonel, U.S. Marine Corps, to Intellectual Medicine. Thanks for spending time with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Steve. This is an honor and a privilege to be here this morning.
Well, listen, thanks for getting up early, but you do that all the time. Don't Marines get up pretty early?
That's true. That is true.
So this is no news. Well, listen, let's get right to the matter at hand. Colonel Richardson, we have all been reading the news about the nuclear testing going on in North Korea, about the missiles being launched, and this presents us with a compelling dilemma. As you know, we advocate for a 120-year lifespan. You don't get there if a nuclear bomb blows you up. So our goal today is to explore what's going on in North Korea, and I know that you have some opinions on that matter, and how should we handle them? Should we go and do a preemptive nuclear strike and take out his missiles before he uses them? Or, I mean, how do you see this unfolding? And give us your thoughts regarding why would North Korea want to develop this arsenal in the first place?
Well, this goes back a long way. In other words, this is since the beginning of the Cold War, North Korea has acted up, so to speak, and it does that to get concessions out of the United States. We've had a long history of sanctions against North Korea, and North Korea's trade has to flow through China. So 90% of its trade goes through China, and as you know, it's a extremely poor country. And because of these sanctions, they'll act up and they'll do something. So they'll say, hey, we need to actually change the end of the Korean War from an armistice to a treaty, and we want to negotiate the lifting of these sanctions, normalization of trade between Japan and the United States, those types of things. So if you look at the long run of history, their actions are still consistent with them attempting to get different concessions, not only out of the United States, but on the world stage.
So you build a nuke and you leverage it for money and concessions, kind of like what Iran did.
Yes, correct. Mm. But see, with the North Koreans, it is believed that they have somewhere between maybe 2 and 5 nuclear weapons already. No one's quite certain. And what you're talking about is them trying to militarize that nuclear weapon so they can actually launch it on a missile. Now, at first blush, the average American probably doesn't realize how difficult that is. So, because if you're talking trying to actually hit Los Angeles from North Korea, now it's going into outer space, coming back down. You've got, it's a lot of rocking and rolling there on the missile itself. So, it can become inert coming back down. It can get destroyed, heat shields, that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
it takes a while before you get up to that level of getting an intercontinental ballistic missile.
So they're way off from blowing us up. And before I take the position regarding the perspective from North Korea, which I want to do in a second, have we given concessions before to the North Koreans, and has it worked?
Yes, and they have not. Back in the 1990s, there was what was called the agreed framework that the North Koreans would stop developing nuclear weapons in exchange for we would build them 2 nuclear power plants to the tune of about $4 billion. Most of the money was supposed to come from South Korea for that. And what happened during the course of that building and those years, it was discovered, North Korea was discovered to be cheating, and that they had a uranium stockpile of nuclear-grade weapons material.
Right. So they're proven unreliable as a negotiating partner.
Correct. And the importance of getting inspectors in on, with Iran, with North Korea and all that to us is once the inspectors get in, they can then take a test of the uranium and then determine, so to speak, its fingerprint. So each piece of uranium is unique, and once you have that fingerprint, what that does is then you are able to track that uranium. So if some bad actor like North Korea or Iran ever sold their uranium to a terrorist organization and it was used, you could then track it back to them.
Right. So that's a post-mortem, though. That's like, hey, something blew up. Now let's figure out where it came from.
Right.
I'm going to spin for a moment, Colonel Richardson. I want to speak. I'm going to pretend like I'm a North Korean.
Right.
And I see the world through the lens of this. I'm surrounded by enemies. Everybody hates me. I'm going to build nuclear weapons so nobody will attack me. I don't see any advantage for North Korea dropping a bomb on Los Angeles. They know it would bring instant obliteration. But if I've got a nuclear arsenal, the U.S. is going to treat me with respect. They're not going to be inclined to a preemptive strike. And don't I have the right as a sovereign nation to defend myself against perceived threats? After all, America, you're the only ones that ever dropped a bomb on anybody, and you've got more nukes than anyone. Furthermore, look what happened to Ukraine, right? They gave up their nukes, and they were invaded by Russia. So is there not an argument that they deserve, or not deserve, but they have the right to develop nuclear weapons to defend themselves?
They were a part of the non-nuclearization proliferation treaty, and they withdrew from it. And the idea there is under the the current United Nations scheme that they're trying to keep only the nations that have.
I understand that.
But there is a logical flow for that argument.
Okay, now
in other words, if we have nuclear weapons, people will treat us with respect, and that's why some reason that they do that. That's part of their reason for
so
that they're teaching their own people that hey, we're strong,
right,
and other nations have to fear us.
So, spinning it to what we have left to do, sanctions have failed. They renege on agreements, all of them. We're left with basically the Bush doctrine of a preemptive strike. Hey, they have weapons of mass destruction. We're going to blow them up. Versus containment, where, hey, let's just ignore them. Let them build their weapons. Who gives a crap?
Well, yes. Part of that is then if you're going to be going along that route, then you have to spend more on anti-ballistic technology. Because there's different levels. As a missile fires off from North Korea, you could potentially hit it from South Korea with like a relatively short range missile. And these missiles, most of them work on it's like a bullet hitting a bullet. That's what you're aiming at. So it's easy to miss. And what you're doing is actually spearing the other missile with your own with an American.
Why are we not doing that right now? Why don't we just say, look, every time they test a missile, we're going to blow it up?
We do. That's what we are developing. We have a lot of those anti.
Right, but we haven't done it yet. Like right now, why don't we start blowing them up tomorrow if they launch a missile?
Well, if you do that, for one, you're going to heighten the tensions at that point in time. Two, you also give them technology information. How does our missile work? What's the trajectory? What's the speed? So now they can then build countermeasures in their missiles to defeat our technology. So that, it's one of these things like, do we use it and show our hand, or do we wait for the real, real thing?
Well, I look at this and I look at the aftermath of the Bush doctrine of preemptive war, and it hasn't gone well in the Middle East. And then I look at all those years of the Cold War with Russia, and as tension filled as it was, we avoided the major conflict. So I come down in favor of containment.
Right now, I think that's where we're stuck. We're going to have to spend more money on anti-missile technology because the intercontinental anti-missiles, typically they're only about 50% reliable, as far as stopping an actual incoming intercontinental missile. So it's one of those things that that's where we're at.
Right.
It's very difficult. I don't see a way to negotiate out of this where they wouldn't turn around and break the deal later on down the road.
Sure, and then I get concerned if we use bellicose language toward them, it puts us in a position of drawing a line in the sand that we're not prepared to defend, making us look stupid.
Right. Well, the problem is we have a very good ally in South Korea, and we've got 25,000 U.S. Army troops guarding the border in South Korea. So, you're right there. So how do you start this war, so to speak, without suffering a lot of casualties?
Right.
So we're kind of between a rock and a hard space with North Korea.
So peace through strength is what it comes down to. Isn't that right, Colonel Richardson? If we've got a bristling military that people are afraid of, they're less likely to feel inclined to attack.
That's correct. That's correct. Estimates that we, at one point in time during the height of the Cold War, we had about 950 nuclear missiles aimed at North Korea.
Oh, good Lord.
So, given your concern concerning, as far as the radioactive fallout from 950 missiles hit North Korea, that would probably...
That would not go well.
Yeah, that wouldn't go well.
That would not go well.
We'd be having it here in Rhode Island, I'm sure, if they put that many on target.
Well, let's turn the doomsday clock back a notch, Colonel Richardson, and thank you for spending time with our listeners on Intellectual Medicine. What are you going to do for your Memorial Day, Colonel?
I'm just going to relax, Dr. Steve. That's it.
All right. Well, so you have a relaxing day. I'm going to be scrambling down to watch the lacrosse match and then going up to Gillette Stadium to take on the NCAA semifinals. Colonel Richardson, we'd love to have you back on to talk on world affairs and military matters in the future as they pertain to our global health and well-being. So thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you, Dr. Steve.
Have a great day.
Take care.
That was Colonel Jeff Richardson, retired U.S. Marine Corps, talking about the nuclear war prospects. I am Dr. Steve Federuti. You're listening to Intellectual Medicine. And when we come back, a couple of warnings about other things in conventional medicine that you need to be aware of. Don't go away.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Small Business Saturdays with John Laughlin. Tune into the John Laughlin Show this morning during his new time slot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Join John as he talks about local retail and small business in our community with Donna Quayle Yetta from Combined Insurance at 11 a.m. Brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, NavigantCU.org, and WPRO.
That's cool. I'm back. Dr. Pederuti, this is Intellectual Medicine. We come to you live every Saturday, keeping you up to date with the latest changes and advances in medicine, both conventional as well as intellectually based. Intellectual Medicine, where we believe if everybody's thinking the same, ain't nobody thinking. And unfortunately, medicine is becoming more and more overwhelmingly conformist. And you've noticed it when you go to see your doctor. They seem more interested in the computer than you sometimes. It ain't the doc. That's not what they want. It's the bureaucracy that is crushing medicine one doc at a time. I started this business, Nick, and it was doctor-centered, patient-centered.
Yeah.
And over the years, consolidation has always promised us efficiency. You know, we're going to get, we heard now, we're going to get this big group, and they're all going to be part of one organization, and it's going to be vertically integrated, and it's going to be seamless, and it's going to be good for patients. Nonsense. What's good for patients is an independent-minded primary care doc who can help them carve through the haze. And that's what Intellectual Medicine advocates. We are not just one center in West Bay, Warwick, Rhode Island. We are a movement. And we are taking that movement locally, and then we're going to push it as far as we can. There's a headwind out there. People love us. All right, our patients love coming to Intellectual Medicine. However, there are some aged, you know, dinosaurs, we'll call them, dinosaurs of medicine.
Dinosaurs.
That are pushing back. Ah, what's all this nonsense? What's all this life extension? Ah, what the hell's wrong with wanting to extend your life? What's wrong with using vitamin C, safe, healthy? You know what the FDA did recently? They recently put a limitation on the vitamin C that we can purchase to administer in our center. They're trying to choke vitamin C access to patients. And it's very interesting what they did. They put a restriction such that only the corporation that manufactures vitamin C can sell it in with unfettered freedom. And the compounding agencies are now up against a wall. The compounders, folks, sell that product for 5 times less than the corporate manufacturer. This drives the cost up to the patients, and it makes it more difficult to deliver it to you. Every time the federal government steps in, or the State Department of Health steps in, and does something for the good of the people, you got to be wary. Oftentimes, there's an agenda behind it. I'll bet dollars to donuts that there was a lobbyist for the corporate interest that helped outline that regulation for the FDA. You know, just call me cynical, but I've seen it too often. Any innovation will be met with resistance. If I came out with a pill tomorrow that would make you live 300 years, people would oppose it. Somebody out there would say, this is bad. That is just the nature of the human mind at work, especially if they have power and they're worried about losing it. You've noticed that if you go to your doc, and in some docs, not all, there are very intellectually minded docs that are open-minded and have great egos and great confidence. And you can go to them and say, Doc, I read on the internet that. You open a phrase with that word, with that sentence, and the weak-minded docs are going to recoil. You did what? You should not be on the internet. There's nothing but garbage there. I'm the doctor. I know best. Versus, that's very interesting. Tell me what you found. That's the essence of intellectual medicine. It's a spirit of inquiry. It's taking science and advances and applying it right now. We don't want to wait 20 years to see if gadolinium is going to corrode our brain. I turn that question around. What's good about putting gadolinium in your brain? If you're going to use this dye, it should only be used in extreme circumstances where critical knowledge has to be acquired or your health will suffer dramatically. We talked about the dangers of proton pump inhibitors. Now we need to talk about the benefit of a supplement. This is from the conventional literature. They compared chondroitin to a commonly used non-steroidal drug called Celebrex for knee arthritis. 800 milligrams of pharmaceutical-grade chondroitin. Now, note the distinction. There are a lot of supplements out there that don't have the quality that you need. This is where having a consultation with somebody knowledgeable in the field can be of help. 800 milligrams a day after 3 months had greater pain relief than the placebo that was equal to the pain relief of Celebrex, equal to the drug. Now, Celebrex, if you've been tuning in, and other non-steroidals has been correlated with ulcers, MI, that's a heart attack, even after just 1 week of use, blood thinning, and other serious complications. Chondroitin, no complications have been associated with it. Again, from the headlines, you know, everybody's about cholesterol. Do you know what your cholesterol is, Nick?
I don't. I probably should, though.
You know, it's become cocktail conversation, like bragging right. My cholesterol is 84. You know, it's like, what? Yeah, I got a shield. You're never going to die. You're never going to get. I got news for you. Half the people getting heart attacks have normal cholesterol. Now, I'm not saying cholesterol is irrelevant. However, it is highly exaggerated. A couple of studies came out. One of them showed that giving a statin drug to a person of advanced years, if you're over 65, and you're given a statin drug like Lipitor, like Pravastatin, for high cholesterol and you don't have heart disease, it actually increases your risk of dying, and it accelerates the risk of dementia, and it can increase muscle pain. So if you've never had a heart attack or a stroke and you're on a and you're older with a statin drug, you got to think twice. Research recently showed that a cholesterol ester transfer protein, a new class of drug, they thought it would be a mega hit because it drops cholesterol dramatically. Problem, it didn't stop heart attacks. Folks, intellectual medicine carves through the haze and gets to the truth. I'm Dr. Steve Pettirudi. This is Intellectual Medicine. Up next, Big Blue Bug Solutions with Tony DeJesus. You're listening to WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. See you next week.